Like many shopping areas around the country, the Los Angeles Fashion District is increasingly reliant on private security guards to police its streets. Now, some of those guards are in trouble for allegedly breaking the law instead of upholding it. Alex Cohen of member station KQED reports on claims of a rent-a-cop extortion racket.
The 90 blocks of stalls, shops, and stands in LA's Fashion District offer just about everything you can imagine. The epicenter of this area is Santee Alley, where, in addition to the latest fashions, you can also find counterfeit DVDs. A 23-year-old man wearing sunglasses and a huge hockey shirt sets up a piece of cardboard on top of a trash can and begins selling DVDs for $5 a piece. He won't give his name. He's an undocumented immigrant, and he knows that what he does for a living is illegal. But he says it's the best work he could find.
Most of us, we got kids, we got wives, you know, so we got people to take care of, you know. If we would have had papers, it would be different because we'd be able to get a better job, you know.
He says that until a few weeks ago, security guards came by up to 4 times a week, threatening to confiscate his DVDs unless he paid them money. He claims they usually took $10 at a time. That's about a third of what he makes on a good day. Most vendors in Santee Alley are like this one. They don't like to talk about what they do, and they don't like talking to police. But 9 vendors finally did approach the LAPD recently and filed reports complaining about security guards demanding payment.
They believed it was livable up until a specific point.
LAPD Detective John Rodriguez is investigating the case.
What brought it to a head was that while some guards were getting the extortion money and leaving vendors alone, there were other guards that were not involved in it, and they would come in and seize the property anyway.
Even though some may not consider illegal DVD vendors victims, given the nature of their work, Rodriguez says it's the LAPD's duty to investigate the claims. So far, 3 of the 24 guards who work in the Fashion District have been dismissed. But the 21 other guards, many of them dressed in bright yellow shirts and hats that sport the Fashion District logo, continue to patrol the area every day. Securitas, the company that employs them, declined to be interviewed for this story. A merchants group called the Business Improvement District contracts with Securitas. It pays $1 million a year for the guards. Despite the extortion controversy, the district continues to support the guards and the work they've done for nearly a decade. Executive Director Kent Smith says before guards started patrolling the Fashion District, shoppers seldom went there.
It was a pretty dirty place, and people didn't feel very comfortable. And there was a lot of crime. We've seen crime rates go down nearly 60%.
Private security guards may lack the training and pay that public law officers receive, Smith says, but they're often able to attend to complaints the police can't. Last year alone, says Smith, security guards in the Fashion District responded to 50,000 citizen calls, ranging from missing children to shoplifting.
To be able to handle at least some of those calls really takes a load off LAPD and makes them a lot easier for them to respond to the really important calls.
LAPD Detective Gene Ariola agrees. And he says security guards are often able to provide information to police officers that they might not otherwise have, especially in Santee Alley.
They're there every day. They know all the players. They know all the hiding places because when the police go in there, everyone scatters.
Ariola says it remains to be seen how helpful the security guards will be in the current extortion investigation. He says they will most likely begin making arrests in the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.